Okay, so let's dive into the first session when you're wanting to consider coming onto this program. It's what is the message that you want to send to yourself and you want to send to the world and really the universe? Because these are the factors that really work together to get you to be the position you want to be in life. And often the position you want to be in life is in a position of restriction to start with, moving to the next stepping stone. It's not the destination that you really need to start to work towards. So the first position is getting out of where you are. It's called the breakout position. And there are different steps to the enlightenment ladder. Yeah, the breakout position is breaking out of what you've been stuck in all these years. And remember, if you're 40 years of age, that's 14,400 days, 20 million minutes, that you've been thinking in a certain way, that you've been picking up unconscious patterns to create the identity that you're currently in. It's very strong. It's very holistic. It works in a multiple number of different ways to defend itself and hold itself together. You are not your identity and you are not the CPU of your mind. You are actually a higher self having an experience within this reality, working through a CPU, a platform mind that decodes what's going on in this reality and then allows you to give you that experience. The identity is a formation of that CPU that is a construct that has a beginning, a middle, and an end. And it wants to tell you, the higher self, that it is the most important thing that there is in terms of job title, what you do for a living, what you like, you don't like, all the aspirations that you may or may not have, all the experiences that you've had. It is an amalgamation of these things. It is restrictive in its nature because it wants to keep you safe. And as I said, it wants you to be convinced that it is the real thing, the real you, but it's not. There's something a whole lot more than you. And really, the intention that you have here is to break out of that. Some people talk about this identity as the ego, call it the ego there, but it's really something called the id, which we will go through in the training, which is why it's called the id, because it's identity. Freud talked about this, and the id is a very strong structure within all of us that comes into play as an autopilot to keep us within a limited bandwidth of thinking and thus construct a safe place for the person, the identity to grow. So as we, the authentic identity to grow, this is the spiritual self. So when we're trying to think about this program, we've got to think about what our views are on life. We've got to think about what our thoughts are. And we've got 40 to 60,000 of those a day. The way we use words, which are 15 to 16,000 words a day. Some of them are primary programming language to the 40 million bit per second data computer that is the unconscious mind, which is the mind that allows you to interface this reality without becoming damaged by this reality, which is creating the construct of the id, the identity that, as I said, is in the ascendancy telling you it is the most important thing. And your identity can be saying, you know, you're a project manager or you're an IT worker and you want to, you know, buy a house, you want to have kids, you want to have this, that and the other. This is your a particular identity constructing around an illusion, because it's always through adopted patterns that the id starts to create itself. And this comes from the parents, this comes from the environment, this comes from the nationality, the religious upbringing, the cultural upbringing, the educational upbringing. All of these things come together to create this identity, which is what moves about in this world like an avatar, but is not what is, but it has a projection of what it sees the world to be to keep it safe. So when we're going to consider coming on this program, we've got to start to divide ourselves up in our mind a little bit to see ourselves as, you know, not multiple personality disorder, but certainly a higher self, an id, a construction of the ego, and how our inauthentic social identity conforms to the world that we live in that wants us to serve it. That's called slavery, as I've mentioned, when we're starting to serve a world that wants us to give up our potential so we can conform to what it wants from us. Then that is a security position, so the identity likes that, it wants to be secure, so they too are in alignment. So if we want to step out of that, we've got to start learning about what message is it that we're saying to the world and start to calibrate that in a really powerful way. And we have the Science of the Unknown Universe, which is a whole program, many, many hours of audio tapes to start to get you to understand why it works the way it does and how you can help yourself out of it. It is an osmosis program that you're going to be going through. That means it's not like you're going to learn left brain a few facts and then you're going to be able to sort of forget them or apply them for yourself. That's not what this is about. This is about moving your thought from position A to position B with the rest of the alphabet and beyond ready for you to go into. So we need to break you out of the mind, break you out of the identity, the id, so you can start to think freely. This is about freedom. And freedom, you know, most people, when they've been in slavery most of their lives, they've got no concept of what that might be, what it might mean, how it might have as a result. And it can even be quite scary. But it's not. There's nothing to be afraid of. It's about being afraid of you, your potential. What's the point of that? You can be a really major impact in this world right now, here and now, if you get started. And when I say if, it means get started today. That means take action today. Start talking to us. Start taking the right moves. Start reading the books. Start sending a message to us that you want to be part of the future. Send a message to the universe that you want to wake up and be part of the future, that you can be someone that is instrumental in that future. You can be. It's not about how you self-identify within the id in that security position. It's about you starting to say, what potential have you? If it's limitless, go for it. Don't waste your time. Don't wait for this to happen to you. You have to be actionary in this process. You have to take that action necessary. If it's a financial difficulty you got, talk to us. We want you to start, you know, working on this as soon as possible. Do not delay. Every time you delay with this, you waste time that you could have been in an accelerated mindset. And your lifetime is only limited by, you know, by what you think. We're going into a period in the next number of years where we might have escape velocity of longevity. It's called longevity escape velocity, by the way, where in somewhere maybe 2036, we will start to be able to look at living indefinitely, maybe 1,000 years. We've got to recalibrate everything that we think and the way we think. So we start to realize that the way we've been living isn't what's necessary, and we have to have agile thinking. But we've got to send this message out to the universe, to ourselves, to our unconscious mind, to the people around us, so we can start to take every step necessary. If we delay, once we've had that information, we're just saying, okay, we're not that interested. We're not really committed to the cause. This is the message that we're starting to apply. It's not a great message to apply to the world, because every time you do, your unconscious mind starts to realize that you're not really fully there and will work that position for you. It will take advantage of that and delay you every step. So when you get and look at this program and you go through the basics of it, start to really address it in a very powerful way. Start to take that action, and we will help you every step of the way to get you to the next position.